Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome. Welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast. We're on FaceTime and I've got to say, I've got my hair up. It's feeling a little bit biblical.
I like it. It puts me in mind a Russell Brand with better skincare.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Have I told you about our Russell Brand story with Dutch?
No, go on.
So we went to Stacey Dooley. We went to a party that Stacey Dooley was throwing for Kevin.
And
we got there and Dutch was like, who is that idiot in the corner with a top knot? And I was like, that's Russell Brand and we'll leave it there. Dutch was like, I'm going to go over and introduce myself. I was like, goodbye. I'm going to talk to someone else now.
Good luck over there.
Enjoy being found spiritually in the corner with Russell Brand.
Have fun. Enjoy trying to get a word in edgeways over there. You look fantastic. Your skin looks amazing. It looks like you've got a filter on.
Oh my God, Sarah, you have no idea how much that means because today, Portslade crew, I'm having a bit of a Sarah Powell day, and it was. I had to message you to be like, I'm having a duvet day, and I need you to be like, it's okay.
Sure.
And I've not put any makeup on. I haven't got deodorant on. I've been drinking lots of tea today. I'm under the duvets, and I've got a dog next to me that's chewing an antler, and it's just that's where I am. And the last time we spoke, Sarah, was last week, and Dutch and I had just had an almighty row about dog etiquette and dog raising discipline. And then
sure.
So you came on and you were like, how's the dog? And I was like, no. Yeah. And so now I feel like I'm in a better frame of mind.
Sure, great, good. Good, glad we've caught you here. without prying too much into the details of the row, because I would like to hear every inch of it. But just who was on the disciplinarian side? Who was cracking the whip?
So it turns out that when it comes to training of any sort, it appears I am taking the Miss Trunchbull step up. And it appears I am showing assertiveness at all times.
Yes, whereas Dutch bringing up the Miss Honey side of things.
Dutch constantly with a pocket full of treats and talking to the dog in English and then Dutch. And I was like, she doesn't understand languages. It sounds. She's not bilingual like you.
You've absolutely reminded me that when I spoke to June after last week's podcast, she said she had a friend who got a dog from Wales. Like you got a rescue dog and the dog had been in Wales. It didn't know any English. It would only come to Welsh commands. It had been a Welsh sheepdog or something. And it would only come. I know. Well, there's some training to do.
Well, it is really funny, Sarah, because, you know, last week Willow was just settling in and I'm desperately trying not to become a doggy dad where all I do is talk about the damn dog. But at the moment, the damn dog is really, really all consuming.
It is the damn dog. It is. That's the way it's referred to across the country, isn't it? The damn dog. Are you even a dog owner if you don't call it the damn dog?
Damn dog. So Dutch and I have been on various walks. And sometimes we walk together in the morning, although this week we both agreed and kind of shook on it that morning walks were for one dog parent and one dog parent alone. It was so too low. Much of a faff.
Yeah.
Too much of a faff. And there was also the distraction of a cafetiere, some sort of pastry before the walk. No, 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 it's up and out.
Yeah.
So it appears that I'm a very strict, like, I'm quite a sharp walker, no messing about.
Dutch, what a surprise.
Dutch is no mess, like, Dutch has gone for hours. And I'm like, what is going on? He's chatting to everyone in those dog fields. Oh, how are you? Yes, I'm from the Netherlands. Yes, I've just moved here. This is Willow. She's a rescue. I'm like, morning. And they start the conversation. I'm like, I don't know anything about her. She's a rescue. Yeah. That's that. Don't even know her age.
Couldn't tell you a thing. Good morning.
Yeah. But it does appear that Willow is settling in onto my side of the life because I leave Radio 4 on for her because it seems, you know, that noise, it just kind of...
Yeah, the current affairs, that's what she needs to be completely across. Will not,
she will not settle to Capital FM or any of that.
No, it's got to be the afternoon play.
But the other day I walked back into the lounge, she was on her back with her paws up and they were doing a gong bath on the radio. And I was like, oh, what a scene.
Lovely. Sorry to have interrupted. Carry on.
I needed those little ding bells.
Yes. Maybe that could be like, you know how some dogs ring a bell to want to go outside. Maybe you could have that, the tulip. The bowl.
Yes, this is
the
just
sound
like...
bowl. Building up to various sized gongs.
But we went to Pets at Home this week, and I just. It was quite a scene. It was quite a moment. There were lots of people wanting to talk and chat, and I was in no mood for it. Thank God the mask hid my grimace across my face. And I'll just say here that it was a real highlight seeing Denise Van Outen on the front of Pets at Home magazine. That was a real firm highlight. And after the way that she behaved towards me during Strictly Come Dancing, some things really do come full circle, Denise, is all I'm going to say.
Calm as a bitch, Denise.
Yeah, that'll teach you, Denise.
1 minute you're flying high on the dance floor, the next minute you're on the cover of Pets at Home. But darling, I mean, you could be next. I think we could easily get you, Dutch and Willow, on that cover. Call tape.
It's a firm decline from me. If I'm not judging Crufts, I'm not interested.
It's only a matter of time before you're judging dog treats, dog beds, tweed, any little hats, accessories, leads. Have you thought about, I mean, I know obviously COVID's very tricky, but you must attend some dog shows. They're such a riot.
Oh, yeah. We'll absolutely be attending all sorts of fauna and flora shows down here.
Local produce, very, very good. Oh, my gosh.
How perfect. Is your week going, babe?
Well, babes, I've sort of decamped. So I have come, you might have seen this on stories, but I have come to my sister's flat. Obviously, my sister's not here because two households may not mingle. No mingling allowed at the moment in London. But it could, I mean, the timing was perfection. So it's half term. My stepdaughter was coming to stay for a few days. She's got her 11 plus. She's really got to get her head down, right? Even though she thought she was coming for her fun half term holiday. And then it was revealed to her that there was a schedule, actually. And then she was like, oh. Anyway. She arrived and I thought, well, this is where I'll take my cue, thank you. And so I've come, my sister's gone on holiday, so it's perfect. They've gone away for a few nights. So I was like, I can come, I'll come and stay. So I have. That's me, I'm here. But obviously, my sister's aesthetic and mine could not be more different. Really. Lorna always comes around and is amazed how many things I do own. Whereas Lorna's very minimal, you know. It's homely, like it's cosy, but it's very, is this practical? Do I need it in my life? Right. And that's how Lorna is. The space is incredible. I can't believe how much space there is.
Portsaloo crew, when we do these over the FaceTime podcast, Sarah answered, I thought she was living in some sort of New York loft apartment. I was like, where are you?
I know, that's it. I was like, I've moved out. I couldn't take it a moment longer. I've run away. But I can't work. You'll know this because we've talked about hobs before, being very tricky at other people's houses to get the hob working. I can't work her telly and there is a lamp. I mean, I've tried everything. I just cannot work out how the hell you put this lamp on. I can't find an on switch. I can't find an off switch. It's plugged in. I do not know how on earth to get that lamp on.
A clap?
I will go and clap next to it later.
And maybe a tap of the bass.
Yeah, maybe a tap. Do you know, I don't think I did tap the bass. You're right, I'll give it a tap. But I do feel like I'm on a mini break. That's what's lovely. I feel like I am genuinely on holiday. I treated myself to a fig from the shop over the road. I thought, this is living.
God, look at you trotting down the street eating figs.
Yes, my fig.
Trying to turn lamps on and eating figs.
You know what's great with a fig? Feta. Honey. Ooh. Ooh, honey and feta. Honey and feta.
Some sort of hors d'oeuvre, you say.
Ooh, yeah, a little nibble, you say.
Sarah's life bites.
Gorgeous little morsel. Yes, please. Oh my gosh. Listen, will we do a bit of correspondence?
Oh my gosh, let's.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, I have delved in to the Jules and Sarah Instagram, which if you have sent us a message on the Jules and Sarah Instagram, we can only apologise for the tardy response that you'll be getting on there. At
yes.
So but this sorry. Has come in from Andrea, who says, how can I work today thinking of slugs the size of Mars bars? Have a good start to the week. So this was Mum's best friend, Kerry, who had slugs that she said in her garden were the size of Mars bars.
Are they the ones that she used to sling over the fence?
Yeah, yes. She said they were going on holiday because they fly and then they land somewhere new.
Now, this one comes from Lizzie Hicks. Dear Jules and Sarah, apologies for not putting pen to paper, but I know for a fact I've only got a second class stamp and we all know how that goes. It's true. I today had to send Dutch out because I was like, I can't post these second class. She must be joking me. You need to go and get me some first class stamps.
I'm amazed that you even own second class stamps, darling. Surely Dutch.
Yeah, you know where they came from. Yeah. I digress. I just wanted to send you some love and appreciation for everything you put out into the world and everyone you help along the way. Aww. I was reflecting recently on how different my life would be without the podcast, the Portsaloo crew, Elevenses, and of course, Portsaloo itself. I first heard Jules.
Yes.
I first heard, shame they don't pay us for that, but never mind.
They really have never quite managed to put pen to checkbook.
I first heard Jules on an episode of The Emma Gunn Show, and I just love the way he spoke. Thanks. As I sit here admiring my very own correspondence received from a lovely Elevenses friend, I can't help but think, what if I'd never listened to that? What if I'd never clicked through and found the Portsaloo crew and all of the Elevenses team?
It doesn't bear thinking about.
What if I'd been through everything I've been through in the last couple of years without you?
Aww.
And the fact that my lovely parcel contained IOP Happy Tan just makes it feel like it's all come full circle. What a huge difference you've made to my life over the last few years. But this year, more than ever, all the love, Lizzie. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Lizzie.
And then she sent a picture of her 11s' correspondence containing IOP Happy Tan. I love that.
That is heaven, isn't it? Quite existential there from Lizzie. I felt, what if I'd never listened? What if I'd never discovered? But Lizzie, you would always have found it because you are one of us. You are
that's true.
One
that's
of us,
true.
Lizzie. You would always have found it sooner or later.
Well, the thing is about the Portslade crew, it's not sliding doors, it's just revolving door. Even if you missed it the first time, you'll be back in.
Oh, come and go as you please. Come and go as you please. Oh my God, Lizzie, thank you. This is gorgeous, gorgeous. So look, you can write to us, but equally, if you simply can't face leaving the house or putting a first class stamp on something, why not just send us a DM and we will monitor them more closely. We will monitor the Jules and Sarah podcast Instagram DMs better. Darling, how are Sheila and Ken?
So this week, caught up with Ken and Sheila. Now, I actually didn't realise where we were in the calendar year when it comes to food. And of course, lest we forget, Ken and Sheila's devout appreciation and obsession with mince pies. Now,
yes.
You would think, time of recording the 21st of October 2020, you would think, this isn't mince pie season. No, 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 it is. It is. And they are on it, like two hounds emerging, ready for the goods. They are on it. And Sheila had read an article in a well-known newspaper that had said, the best mince pies that can be found are the vegan mince pies at Costa Coffee.
No.
Sarah, I pulled exactly the same face when I found out. So Ken was like, Sheila said, Ken, you're going to need to go and get a box of six. Let's see. Let's just see what all the fuss is about because
they
got five stars.
Do they sell them in a box in Costa? I can't remember the last time I went in a Costa. I didn't realise this was the arrangement.
Costa disturbs me greatly because when I used to commute to London from Ken and Sheila's when I first got an internship,
yeah.
I used to have to watch at like 5 a.m. I had to watch this woman make lattes and she used to pour the espresso into the milk at the very end and I found it deeply disturbing. I always thought the milk should go first, the coffee should go first
a
latte.
Well, maybe they've had some retraining since those heady days. People were just slapdash at that point. They were just some of them were making it with instant, some of them milk. Nobody knew what they were doing.
Flat whites weren't even on the scene then.
The whole system needed completely overhauling.
So I've not really been into Costa since, but Ken said, I decided to ring one of my associates and have a socially distanced meeting in a drive-through Costa because I knew I could stock up on mince pies.
Sure.
So I was like, right, okay, fine. So he was like, I got into your Costa and I arrived 20 minutes early so I could buy a box of mince pies. Turns out they don't do boxes as takeaways because it's not a bakery. And so the lady said, we've only got two left. So here you are on a plate. So the dad said, I don't want them on a plate. I'd like them in a box to take away, please. And just at the very moment when these two were going back into a bag, Ken's meeting arrived and said, oh, mince pies. Are we having mince pies? And Dad was like, I replayed your mother's wrath in my head over and over. And I looked at the mince pies and I turned to my associate and I said, I'm sorry, but you'll have to have something else. These are coming back with me. I've been sent out and he came clean in his meeting.
What? I've got so many things.
Dad said his associate, oh, looked very disappointed with the gingerbread man.
I'm afraid, get back. These are not for you. You can look at them, but you can't have one. What I love is that either they didn't realise demand would be high for a vegan mince pie, given the location.
Who would?
Who could have predicted that? But also, either that or they've completely had a run-on as a result that they've been wildly popular. What did he give you the review? Did he say how it
was? So, yes, Ken said, these are no ordinary mince pies. They are roughly have the diameter from your pinky finger to your thumb.
Oh my gosh.
And he said, they are the best mince pies we've ever had.
No. I can't believe it. A vegan Costa mince pie. We must have one. I must have
one. So that's it. Ken and Sheila are head to toe black lycra and they're thieving mince pies around the country. Go, go, go. Drop and roll.
Get the car.
Get the seats down.
We're going to hit up every Costa in a 25-mile radius. Go, go, go. That is, I mean, I imagine no one's more surprised than a Yorkshireman like Ken enjoying tucking into a vegan mince pie. I love the idea as well as the woman going, we're not a bakery. No, you can't buy a box of six. This isn't Greg's. This is Costa Coffee, and you shall have it on a plate, sir.
Oh, God.
Brilliant. Just brilliant.
Now, how is June? I've been surprised. I've been meaning to reach out to June about various dog things. Oh, but yes. I'm surprised June hasn't been inundated. I haven't been flooded with texts. I thought June would have been sending me all the recommendations for leash, poop bag holders, headscarves, of the paraphernalia that you need.
She'll be putting together the pack for you now. I'm sure the PowerPoint will be on its way any minute. She's just putting the finishing touches to it with a few catalogue pullouts.
How deeply rewarding.
Yes, absolutely. So June, this is very, I love this. June said, oh, something very funny's happened. I said, all right. Oh, yes. So cast your mind back to June having her cataract operation. Yeah, if you remember, Nan and Mum both had it at the same time. Right?
They made a day of it, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. It was a lovely outing for them. So since Mum had the cataract done, she now has a different prescription of contact lens in that eye. June was going through a drawer and she realised, she said, I must have had 100 contact lenses with my old prescription. No use now, no use to her, but still in date. Can you imagine the quandary? I mean, June, potentially, to stop something going to waste, would wear them and not be able to see. Like, that's plausible for June, just to get the
How did you break your toe, June?
No, I can't see you if you stand there. You'll have to come over here. Could you move to my right? I'm just finishing up this old prescription. Anyway, you know how she loves a free cycle. And my dad said, no one is going to have the exact specific prescription that you've got in that eye. Well, she put them on. She said she filled a Sainsbury's carrier bag full of them, right? She popped them on. This bloke wrote to her, that's my exact prescription. I couldn't be happier. I'll come and get them. I'll come and get them tomorrow afternoon. He was absolutely...
I hope he didn't drive.
Well, I said that. Well, Mum said, he was meant to come this afternoon. He said he'd be here by 3. I said, but he can't find it. He can't find his way.
Can't find his driving glasses.
That's it. He's still
getting there now. How far was he travelling for contact lenses?
I don't know, actually. I'll be honest, I don't know. But she said he couldn't be happier. And he said he snapped them up. He said, will you take them off so that nobody beats me to it? But what are the bloody chances? June's prescription for that eye. Honestly, everybody's thrilled with
She's
the
been cloned. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Oh, my gosh. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh, that is so funny.
Oh, God, I know.
Now, this one comes from the Oxford Mail. Record-breaking pumpkin grown on Watlington allotment by dad and son. And Sarah, I'm just going to flip the camera for you here so you can see it's quite James and the Giant Peach. Hang on.
Oh, my God, it's like the size of a small car. That is, Portslade crew, believe me when I say, whatever you're imagining the size of it, I mean at least double it. They couldn't.
I will post this into the group so you can see.
Yes, please do.
A father and son growing team have broken the Oxfordshire County record with an enormous pumpkin so big it needed to be hoisted by a tractor. It's a bit like me getting out of bed. Gerald Short, 52. Short, an unfortunate surname for this story. Gerald Short, 52, lives in Watlington, South Oxfordshire, with his wife, Nicola, and two children, Oliver, 13, and Eleanor, 11. Mr. Short and his son, Oliver, started growing giant vegetables 5 years ago, and this year they grew a whopping 1,558-pound giant pumpkin. This new record makes Mr. Short one of only three growers in the UK ever to have grown a pumpkin weighing more than 1,500 pounds. The giant pumpkin grower has a record shop in Henley and usually obsesses over jazz and soul music. Imagine him just going to put this pumpkin on a little bit of smooth jazz.
Maybe that's what's done it. Maybe it's the jazz. That's its secret.
Nothing says grow like an oboe in D minor, does it?
Nothing at all. Then a soothing jazz riff.
However, he says he started to find growing pumpkins addictive. Mr. Short said, "My dad always said, if you're going to do something, do it properly. So when I started getting interested in growing pumpkins, I started growing giant pumpkins. I've even taken it to the extreme." Oh, Oliver also grew a huge pumpkin, which is 448 pounds. The pumpkin was too heavy to lift, and both giant vegetables had to be lifted by a tractor onto a truck to take them to the official weighing event in Lymington. The pumpkins are now on display
Imagine that flying down the motorway.
Well, there's a picture here, Sarah, of it being lifted.
Oh my gosh, good. I mean, it is enormous. It's like a Roald Dahl thing. I mean, God, you'd be eating risotto, squash risotto, for weeks.
We're having squash tonight. Lovely. The pumpkins are now on display outside the Red Lion Farm Shop at Britwell Salem. The growing pair recently entered the pumpkins into a national competition in Southampton and came second. How disappointing. The winners of the...
What?
What a scold.
What do you mean?
The winners of the competition were just 26 pounds off the world record, which currently stands at 2,624.6 pounds. The pumpkins were grown on Watlington allotments in South Oxfordshire, where Mr. Short has a plot dedicated to one polytunnel for one giant pumpkin plant. The father of two was first introduced to the world of growing giant veg by his father-in-law. Mr. Short said, "I went to the national show and I saw the people growing these giant pumpkins and I thought they must be absolutely insane. Why were you going to go through so much effort to grow that stupid big thing? Anyway, I got a seed and put it in the ground and something must have triggered in my brain and the seed got sown in my head and it's still there growing away. Myself and Oliver both started that project this year." The pumpkin grower had tried to grow other giant vegetables, including a giant marrow, but explained his heart just was not in it. Mr. Short said, "There is so many things to learn about growing these vegetables. You just don't stick it in the ground and water them and hope them to be bigger every year. There is a lot of science involved and techniques like jazz. It is about learning and improving. I can now transfer these skills I've learned to growing more normal vegetables. The allotment is looking pretty good, I must say." Which is great there. And then there's a lovely advertisement for Pedigree Chum following that, now that I'm on targeted dog ads.
The question is, what's he doing with all these giant vegetables? What's happening to them all? They can't all be soups.
Well, it's said there that he's only got one allotment patch and it's just for the pumpkin alone. So he must have to do it per vegetable each time.
Yeah, he must. But then what happens to the vegetable? You know, afterwards, once it's been judged and weighed and messed about with, what's happening to it? That's what
ask
I want
yourself,
to know.
Ask yourself this when you're next at the aisle of soup buying your lunch. You'll be like,
Yes. Yeah, Little took it off his hands. We'll take that.
We'll take that, the soup collectors.
Oh my gosh. Now, you know how we'll do a news from the north and we'll do a news for a round? This is news from afar. Right? Because this news was sent in by, and I think you're going to really like her Instagram name, Tina Bops. Tina Bops sent this in, and it has come from The Australian. That's right. The
National, oh, big up Tina.
The paper from Australia, The Australian. Wandering cow gets stuck on trampoline in rural Victoria. A bid to follow the herd turned out badly for a lone cow that got stuck on a trampoline in rural Victoria overnight. The drama, their words, not ours, unfolded when a mob of about 40 cows went on a run in the dead of night in South Gippsland. The herd was rounded up after a truck driver saw cattle in the middle of the road and door-knocked the nearest house. Neighbours were woken to find cows scattered in their yards and the mob was guided home. But when dairy farmer Kai Ling did a second check of her yard to be extra sure, she found a black and white cow stuck on her in-ground trampoline. I rang up the neighbour and I said, oh gee, sorry David, there's a cow stuck on the tramp. I'm not kidding you, it really is on the tramp, she told Radio 3AW on Thursday. I would love to have seen her get on. I'm sure she must have been thinking, what the hell? Anyway, she ended up just plonking down on it and sat. Thank God it was the night time and she couldn't see either, because I'm tipping she would have been pretty terrified. Tipping, an Australian word there, meaning thinking. Her neighbour brought his tractor around and with some chains and a hoist, got the cow on solid ground. She was just fine. We lifted her off and she walked home, maybe about a kilometre and a half. We were back in bed by 3:30 a.m. Ms. Lang told the radio breakfast hosts, Ross and Russell, she wanted to share the story to lighten up people's COVID blues. So there you go. And would you like to see a picture of the cow? And there's the cow who just plonked down there.
Oh, a lovely Friesian, I see.
Yes, it just plonked itself there and just thought, God knows, what the hell's gone on here? I'm just going to sit myself down. What more is there to do? Jules, do you want to play Would You Rather?
Yes.
Would you rather, Jules, give up all drinks except for water, or give up anything that was cooked in an oven? So it's all the drinks, you can still have water, or give up anything that was cooked in an oven.
This is quite tough actually, because oven cooked is my favourite type of cooked, because sure, hob's okay, fry, yeah, it's good, but oven and roasting, you know how I love a roast. You know how I love anything baked, roasted, anything like that. And that actually does cancel out a lot. Now, cancelling out the drinks, the only upside to this fiasco is that, could I have tea or I could only have water?
I think you can only have water. I think
Can I have electrolyte charged water?
Yes, absolutely. You could have this hot is water tough. As well.
Oh, God, the fun never ends. So
no champagne, I actually you'll think, just have a hot water.
My teeth, it's for my teeth. I think I would pick, I'm going to pick water because my skin will look amazing. I will no longer face these red wine hangovers that seem to be following me around these days. And then also, I'll still be able to eat my roast cauliflower.
Absolutely, darling. And there it is. There's your future laid out right there. Oh,
actually, Sarah, I have to say, I've been struggling of what I could make for tea tonight. Thank you so much. You've brought it out. I'm doing a stew. Thanks.
Pleasure. Enjoy it, darling. Enjoy yourself.
I will.
We adore you for getting in touch. And please send us a DM. Get in the Facebook group. It's the Portslade Crew Facebook group. Or you can write to us, of course. The address is
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box.
6. 747.
London.
NW5.
9GH. And we do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
Now, I'm actually on a website going thriveglobal.com and I looked for inspirational affirmations. And this one, I don't really know how I'm going to use it in a sentence, but there's a bit of blurb underneath, so we'll just read what it is. And it's from Alar Adam, which is he's a blockchain solutions architect in Chicago, Illinois. So there we
go. Great.
You're,
I love your blockchain connections.
Your way in is your way out. And he says, this mantra helps me not only stay positive, but also realize that I have the power to manage things without external validation. Business issue to solve? I'll dive in to jump out. Heartbreak to get through? I'll work to understand the lesson and search for answers inside, trust my gut and learn how to sit on it and accept it. To me, this mantra is as simple as breathing. To breathe out, you shall first breathe in.
Good. That was intense.
It was intense for Alaa Adam, the blockchain solutions architect from Chicago, Illinois.
Save it for your podcast, sir. We adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.